You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
There is a struggle both nationally and internationally to attract and retain more women into a career in the tech industry. New Zealand Tech are pairing up with the Ministry of Women and New Zealand Rise on a campaign focused to encourage more women into tech careers. I spoke with Oracle account executive and New Zealand Tech board member Eva Sherwood to find out a little bit more about their campaign. Yeah, so the Ministry of Women have released a guide, Decoding Diversity, Attracting and Retaining Girls in Tech Education. I was hoping we could start off today by you telling me just a little bit about the current representation of women who are working in tech in New Zealand.
So what we understand today is we've got about 100,000 people in New Zealand working directly in tech, and only about 26% of those are women.
So that's relatively small then. is this a trend... reflected internationally?
Yeah, definitely a trend reflected internationally, although if you start digging into the numbers and look at the number of women moving into management positions, New Zealand's actually pretty poor and compared to the rest of the world. But in terms of like just generally women in tech, we're about on par with the rest of the world.
So in terms of talking about tech, what sort of jobs are we talking about here?
Tech is such a wide-ranging subject these days, right? I think we can all agree that when we go to work, we're all touching technology. The specific definition, you'd have to look that up. But anyone who's kind of doing, you know, technical roles in business analysis or developing software systems or implementing applications or, you know, working with servers, there's, you know, high-tech manufacturing, huge amount of digital roles. And one of the things that the Decoding Diversity paper talks about is we're not very good at articulating all those different types of jobs. And I think if you ask a bunch of girls, you know, kind of under the age of 15, you know, what is IT, what is tech, a lot of them will say it's coding, right? It's sitting at a computer. When really there's this huge plethora, like I'm in sales and marketing, but I'm in tech, as an example, and it's not something we're very good at talking about.
So NZ Tech are going to be working alongside the Ministry of Women and the Ministry of Business and Innovation to release a campaign focusing on encouraging women into these tech careers. What does the campaign entail?
The purpose of it is about how do we capture the market of women who have left their working careers, either to start a family or to do other things. And it's like, how do we capture those people and bring them back into tech roles?
Do you think tech appears as an attractive career path for women?
Based on the numbers, no.
Why do you think that is?
There's so many different reasons. I think one is that kind of idea that they're technical roles, like I said, that it's just coding. And if you actually look at the kind of, say, if you take the whole market of tech and say, I reckon about 20% of it is kind of more technical coding roles. So there's about 80% of it, which is like management and innovation and creativity. And we kind of, I don't know, we are quite dismissive of our girls at being able to kind of get into tech. And I think it starts super young. There's a study that's been done that said only 3% of 15-year-old girls in New Zealand are interested in a career in technology. So by 15, for some reason, women have already decided that tech's not for them.
I mean, and being such a male-dominated industry, I mean, a lot of industries are. Is sexism quite rife? Do you personally face it?
I don't face it every day, but it's certainly come up. And there does seem to be, sometimes I felt pressured to be one of the boys, you know? So kind of turning up and expecting to, you know, not be feminine. And I think that that's something that we really need to change. I think the idea behind, you know, encouraging diversity is about having different people around the table. So just having women who are like, you know, most of the men sitting around the table is not really encouraging diversity. I think the idea is that we turn up and we have a different point of view. And it doesn't just have to be gender, right? It's people from different backgrounds and walks of life. And, it's not just a gender thing, diversity.
I mean, has there been much research done into how much more productivity women in the workplace can bring, especially in tech?
Yeah, so I was actually reading a study earlier this week which said if it was a Goldman Sachs study, 2011, which said if we just closed the gap between male and female employment rates in New Zealand, we'd boost New Zealand's GDP by 10%. So we, I was talking with some other women who talked about the female economy in New Zealand. We've kind of got this untapped market, and if we could, even if we just increase women's pay to be the same as men, we'd see a massive boost in our economy. But yeah, it's an untapped market, and what an opportunity for New Zealand to make the most of that.
Yeah, it would be cool to see New Zealand take a leadership role internationally in that sense. Mm-hmm. Is there much of a pay wage gap in tech? Is it bigger than in other industries, do you think?
Between men and women?
Yeah, the gender pay.
I haven't read any research personally on whether it's reflective the same in other industries. But the shocking thing is that New Zealand just isn't anywhere close to the top of the list when it comes to gender and pay. It's quite shocking, actually.
Yeah, so do you know at all when this campaign is going to be launched?
So that's in a proof of concept stage at the moment. So they're trialling it out with a number of businesses. And that will just allow us to go in and make sure that we've got all of the things right before we roll it out. But it will be happening in the next year.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.